Hi, I'm in front of that one, Little of Your Love. And now, dear friends, time for you to settle down, relax, sit back, and enjoy being edified, being, well, just becoming more rounded, more whole, more complete, more intellectually sound, learning new words on Eddie Ed FM's morning show, making you more employable, more lovable, generally more rounded, and I'll do that for you with pleasure, because, well, that's what we do here. So, having set the scene, this is today's word of the day, and the word of today is sarcophagus. Sarcophagus refers to a coffin, and specifically a stone coffin. Like, for example, in this sentence, the crypt under the Abbey Church contains the sarcophagus of the monastery's founding abbot. Now, did you know that body-eating coffins might sound like something out of a horror film, but flesh-eating stone? Well, the latter plays a role in the etymology. That means the sort of history of where the word sarcophagus comes from. It is the literal translation of lithos sarcophagus, the Greek phrase that underlies the English term. The phrase traveled through Latin between Greek and English, taking on the form lapis sarcophagus before being shortened to simply sarcophagus. It's not clear whether the ancient Romans believed that a certain type of limestone from the region around Troy would dissolve flesh and thus was desirable for making coffins. That assertion came from Roman scholar Pliny the Elder. But then Pliny the Elder also reported such phenomena as dog-headed people and elephants that wrote Greek. So, regardless, there is no doubt that the ancient Greek word for the limestone traces back to the combination of sarx, meaning flesh, and a derivative of phagein, a verb meaning to eat. There it is, flesh-eating stone, sarcophagus, the word of the day.